Good morning and welcome to the WHTC Outdoor Show with your host, Tom Medendorp, the outdoor show for the whole family. This morning's show is being brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery. Phone lines are open now. Call 395-1450. That's 395-1450. It's the WHTC Outdoor Show.
Good morning. Welcome to the Outdoor Show. This edition of the Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland, Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville, Weston Brook Mower, Powderhorn Guns and Archery, West Michigan Bow Hunters, and My Firearms ETS. That's Michigan Firearms Education, Training, and Supply. You're listening to the Outdoor Show live right here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown outdoor station. Give us a call with your questions or comments at 395-1450. I'm Tom Medendorp. Tim Becker of Powderhorn Guns and Archery is missing again, but I'm here with Ron Chavez, creator and founder of Just a Chance here in Holland. How are you this morning, Ron?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. You got a busy day ahead of you.
Very busy. Got my son's open house today. Graduated Holland High, class of 2014, and he's ready to take off and be on his own, and he's looking at going to Florida for medical school.
That's awesome. That's awesome. He's going to go down to Florida.
Down to Florida.
Go for medical school.
Go to the sun, go to the beaches, go to a high-priced vacation area.
He's
going to
forget all about medical school.
Exactly.
Well, you know, we've communicated on Facebook. You've called into the show several times. But I'm not sure that everybody knows what you do or what your passion is. And this is our first time actually meeting in person.
Well, kind of. I've been at the shop a few times over there.
Tim, I don't think I've been there when you were there.
Well, I'm not sure if you're ever there or not.
Well, that's what people say about Tim.
Yeah, yeah. You get a paycheck but never show up. America's great, isn't it? Got that, Tim, wherever you're at?
We'll make sure he listens to this podcast. As it was mentioned this morning, he's our most frequent guest.
Yeah. When he's around. Yeah.
When he's around. Anyhow, Just a Chance. What is Just a Chance?
It's Just a Chance is something that I believe everybody would like in life. If you think about it, it sums it all up. When you're feeling good, when you're feeling bad, when things are just tough. And that happens quite a bit. But for myself, it all started. I was in an accident about 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. Changed my life. Ended up where I couldn't work, and I had to find something new to do. I found myself disabled and going through a lot of physical problems where I couldn't get out and about. And I was pretty active. Pretty
you
active
had to do
in our
therapy
community.
And all that stuff?
Had to do therapy. And
was this an auto accident or a work accident?
It was same thing.
Oh, golly.
It was an auto accident, and it was during work. But there's a long story behind that I can't get into. But it changed my life, and I had to redevelop or redefine what my life was all about. So I found out that one door closes, another opens up. I said, what do I want? What can I do? Mm-hmm. I said, all I want is just a chance. Mm-hmm. I just need a chance in life to find something. Nobody would hire me for work. They said, you're disabled, you're a risk, you're a liability. Okay. So it's very difficult to find any kind of work.
Right.
So what I did was I had my son, who was just a young boy at the time, and I was a Boy Scout leader, assistant Boy Scout leader, and I was doing Little League and other things that a parent would do to help with their children. And it ended up, we had a lot of boys that were his friends hanging around. Uh-huh. And I was out volunteering already in the community, some of the boards and commissions here in the city of Holland. As an active parent and citizen, I like to be active on what's going on in my own neighborhood.
And that's a good thing. That doesn't happen a lot anymore.
It doesn't happen a lot, but I wish it would. If you're looking for something to do, there are a lot of volunteer opportunities here in the city of Holland and other little cities and townships where citizens need to get active on some of their commissions and boards.
Oh, definitely.
But back to me. I saw there was a need for our youth. We do have a lot of good programs within our city, and I volunteered off and on for many of them for different charity organizations, outreach programs, golf outings, and fundraisers. But I found out they don't meet the needs of everyone.
No.
Not for our children, not for the parents.
Right.
So what is there when we got people that are out in our cities that are just hanging out, nothing to do, and they do have questions on, you know, what's there for us as a family, for my children? Where can they go to play, to learn?
Yeah.
I said, well, since I had my son and these other group of boys hanging around, I had to find something for them to keep them active, keep them busy and interested in things. So I created my own program since I had a captive audience.
Yeah.
And I told the boys, what can we name it? And they came up with all kind of crazy names. So I said, well, all I want in life is just a chance at doing something. So I said, hey, that sounds good. Just a chance.
Okay.
So I ran with it. I started a bike safety flag program, working in conjunction with our Holland Police Department, where I got bike safety flags. And I went out to different park parties, neighborhood block parties, and things like that. And I put free bike flags on any bicycle that showed up, but they had to register their bike with our local police department. And we'd done that for about 4 years, 5 years, and we registered a few hundred bicycles.
Wow.
And, well, a lot of people don't know we have an ordinance in the city of Holland that most bikes should be registered. So...
And that's registered so that...
If it ever gets lost...
That you know whose it is.
Lost, stolen, or misplaced. And the police locate it, or somebody locates it and turns it into our local police department, they know where to give it back to.
Right.
Every year we hold a local auction through our city parks department, and I believe it is, and the police department, where they get all these bicycles that they have brought in from being found out on the streets, and they resell them, you know, because they take up too much storage space.
And these are all unregistered bikes?
All unregistered bikes. But if the police come across one that has been registered and properly tagged, they know where to put it back and get it right to the rightful owner. And you should see some of the bikes that are out there that go up for sale. Some are a few hundred dollars to close to $1,000, these bicycles. And you wonder why these owners are not looking for their own bicycles. Some people just give up and say, oh, it's gone. Well, more than likely, it's sitting in the warehouse.
Been
located by the police or turned in by someone. And, you know, it's a way to get them back.
Yeah. The other thing is, if something happens to somebody and the bike is all that's remaining, they know who they're looking for.
They know who they're looking for. Also, if they catch somebody who had committed a crime and they're on a bicycle and it's registered, maybe it's not their bicycle.
Yeah.
So they could be charged with another crime for stealing that bicycle.
Okay.
But the thing is, folks, when you have a bicycle and you used your hard-earned money to buy it for your child, for your spouse, get it registered and, you know, be safe and just take
care. Get one of them bike flags.
Bike flags are very nice because you're being seen from a farther distance.
No, that's a flag that mounts to the bike and it sticks up above, and it's one of them orange ones.
They come in multicolors, orange, pink, and all different colors nowadays. But, yes, safety orange is probably one of the most recognized colors.
Okay.
They stand 5-6 feet and attached to the rear wheel. But you can see it from atop from parked vehicles, shrubs, and stuff
while you're
riding.
One car might block view of you from another car while you're riding your bicycle, and that is a good way to get in an accident. But with that flag up above, and it's wobbling around. And
you're driving along, and you see something, it catches your eye real quick, and you know something's going on over there. I got that idea back through tulip time many years ago. I've seen a lot of families with kids and even adults that just zip in between, in and out of parked cars, long crosswalks up and down, and no idea there's cars coming, and they just zip right out in front. And it's a shame because the first thing a driver will say is, I never saw them. Well, you know, they just popped out of nowhere. I never saw them, and they're heartfelt over possibly hitting and injuring somebody.
Yeah. Well, you see that you're seeing all large cars, and then all of a sudden something smaller pops out. It's not like you saw them off to the side.
And it's a spur of the moment. It's not like if a car popped out in front of you, at least you got a bigger chance of
that happens
stopping,
too.
You know? You know. But on a bicycle, it happens so quick, and it really changes a person's life. But after doing that, doing the bikes and stuff, I got active in the community, and I start getting confronted by more teens, along with my son, his friends out of the school system, not having no place to go. We have local programs such as Boys and Girls Club.
Right.
Cornerstone Youth Ministry, there used to be Urban Youth Ministry. There's others, but they don't fit for every child or every family.
No. Nope.
Not everybody fits into these cookie cutter programs.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to find something that would fit and be a little different and awaken the minds of some of our youth.
Right.
So what I did, having a little background from scouting and other things growing up, and loving the outdoors right here in our own neighborhoods. We got a lake, we got a lot of forest areas and stuff, a lot of parks. I took my ideas and I went out and I created Just a Chance. I started taking the boys out hiking and bike riding in the neighborhoods and stuff like that. And then we start volunteering for programs. So I got them out on volunteering, you know, for other charity organizations, getting active.
It's interesting. Because I just saw recently one of the news programs or a clip in between. I think it was in Kalamazoo. And they just did a walk, an annual walk they do for Stop the Violence.
Right.
And the people they were interviewing, what they were talking about is the latest buzz thing is get outside, get outside, get outside.
Exactly.
And one of the guys was saying, okay, we send them outside. But it's not necessarily a good thing to send them all outside without having something to do. And they were saying we need to get them focused on something to do. Well, getting people outside is a lot of kids have no idea what to do when they go outside.
Right.
They haven't done it before. They don't know.
Correct. But when you send a child outside or a group of children outside, you can't just send them out by themselves. You have to supervise them. You, as a parent or a guardian, have to be out there with them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did Neighborhood Watch, and I still call it Neighborhood Watch that I partake in here in our city of Holland. And I feel that people should be out on their porches as we do, you know, from years ago, back in the 60s, you know, and 70s when I grew up.
Right.
Our families used to hang out on the front porch together.
Let's talk a little more about that in just a moment. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, brought to you by West Michigan Bow Hunters, protecting our hunting rights and educating the next generation about our hunting heritage here in Michigan. West Michigan Bow Hunters is a chapter of Safari Club International. We're back, ready to talk with you. Give us a call, 395-1450. So for those of you that are just tuning in, I'm talking with Ron Chavez, and Ron is the creator and founder of Just a Chance right here in Holland, Michigan. And it's very interesting because Just a Chance focuses on something that is not so focused on.
Exactly.
For kids, and that is outdoor activities. For kids and families, for outdoor activities, to get outside and do things and be a presence in your neighborhood. I just think about, as you said before the break, you know, people used to be sitting on the porches watching, and the kids, you know, were in the neighborhood and so on. And then during break, we talked a little bit about the fear to be outside because of society today. There's some valid fears. But if we quit hiding, maybe we're gonna make a difference.
I'll tell you what, if we quit hiding, if we step back, a lot of our seniors, being part of Neighborhood Watch and being active for 17 years now, in the city of Holland with the Neighborhood Watch program and trying to speak with people about many different topics. But one that comes in is our fear of our neighbor we don't know. They live right next door to us. We don't know them.
Go say hi.
go say hi. But we have a lot of seniors in our area who've lived through many different things through their lives, but mm-hmm. they hide behind their curtains. They hide in their windows. They hide behind their doors, and they peer out into society nowadays. Yep. I want people to get over that. I want people to get back out, be on their front porch, get to know your neighbor, mm-hmm. get to know that you, as a human being, a citizen within your own community, can take back your neighborhood, make it more secure for the children,
right?
Make it more secure for the average mom or dad, and for any senior that's out there to be able to walk down the block, around the block to the local grocery store,
right?
In our community. But you have to let society know that you're there, you mm-hmm. know, be part of it again. And that's how we do secure our own communities.
Right.
And being part of a leader, as a leader within our community, I try to let the kids know that take care of those around you. When you see somebody in need, mm-hmm. help them out.
Right.
And I'm not just talking about helping someone carry their groceries.
No.
In my program, Tom, we just created a new offshoot.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of homes within our city that needed their lawns cut.
Right.
A lot of seniors, a lot of people with disabilities can't get out and cut their own lawn. So you see a lot of tall grass and mm-hmm. things. And our city has a program now. There's an ordinance that your grass needs to, or lawns need to be cut.
I was going to say, I thought there was an ordinance.
At a certain length. Yeah. Otherwise, you can be fined and ticketed. Well, you know, when the people are giving out those tickets, they don't knock on your door and say, hey, what's wrong? Can we help you?
No, they stick it in
their
door.
Their job is just to come and give you the ticket and let you know that someone complained. I brought the boys out, and we went, and I put on the air on WHTC, on the Juke Van Aus show, that we will come out and we'll cut your lawn for you for free or little or no money, because we know things are tight right now. If you're mm-hmm. a senior, you have so many bills to pay and medical and and your medicine and everything. You don't have money for landscapers and things. But we need somebody to step up, step forward, and help out in our own communities.
Now, did you get donations for the lawnmowers and the weed trimmers and stuff?
I'll tell you what. I got a beat-up old lawnmower that just burns gas and it shake rattles and rolls. But it gets the job done. Uh-huh. I got a couple rakes, a broom, and I says, what more do I need? It's more than I had when I was younger. And I put it in my van, and I take a couple of the boys, and mm-hmm. we've done a few homes in our area to go get that grass cut for some people who couldn't get out and do it themselves. But the thing is, where are all these other programs in our area for their own outreach to create something like this?
Yeah.
Our churches that have deacons and elders should be looking after the people within their congregations uh-huh. to help them out.
Right.
And we have other outreach programs. Nobody's doing things to look after the seniors.
Right.
The forgotten few within our own community. And we have to wake people up and get back out and get in touch with our own society.
Exactly.
And this is what I'm doing. But I'm taking these young teenage boys and showing them this.
Now, these boys, when they're done, they feel satisfied that they've done a good thing.
They feel very satisfied.
They burn off some energy.
They burn off energy, but yet sometimes, you know, it's a little tough teaching this lesson to a teenager.
Right.
Because their minds are in teenage land. You know,
wherever that might be.
At first it started out as how much we're getting paid, you know, and uh-huh. things like that. And I said, hey, we're volunteering. We're helping people out. And I had to explain to them the need for this. They caught on to the concept, and they do it. They call me up and say, Mr. Chavez, when are we going out next? Is there somebody else that needs some work done? And I'm telling them, well, I haven't heard nothing. So if you're out there listening today, just give a call. My phone number is 566-2088. 566-2088. Give me a call if you need your grass cut or some work done around your lawns to help you out if you're a senior or if you're disabled. I'll get the boys together and we'll come out and help you out.
That's 566-2088.
That's correct.
Do you do other things besides the lawn? Will you repair a fence? Will you...
I could, and I have a couple other adults that have advised me they will come out and help teach the boys new lessons in life on fixing fences, repairing a leaky pipe or a faucet, changing a light switch. I can help people change a light bulb. You know, if you can't get on a ladder or something, don't climb on a chair if you're a senior or something.
Oh, man.
And you don't want to call a repairman for a light bulb.
Right.
Give us a call. We'll be glad to come and help you out, because that's what life is about, is helping each other and getting back into society swing, you know?
Now, do you have any financial support for this?
I have none. Okay, no support.
We're going to talk about that when we return from our break here. So we're back, Ron, and we're talking about Just a Chance. And if people missed the beginning of the show, you're just tuning in, remember, WHTC.com. We have podcasts there every Saturday. Dan has it online within, I don't know, I think Tim gave him 10 seconds last time or something that he had to be online.
How about 2 seconds? Does that work for you? Is that enough, Tom?
I don't know. We'll have to see if our most frequent guest approves of that.
I think that's what he should be permanently called. I don't know if he deserves co-host. Of course, it's not my decision. It's your show.
I think it would be kind of fun to just make it the most frequent guest.
Welcome to the Outdoor Show with Tom Mettendorf and the most frequent guest, Tim.
Or infrequent guest. Anyway, I usually give Dan, a half an hour to put this stuff up, but Tim, he wants it done right now. He did that to Chris too. So
demanding people.
Anyway. We're talking about Just a Chance. We're talking about the things that matter, I guess I would put it, for kids. Kids getting outside, getting outdoors. They need to have direction. They need to have a purpose. And if we can provide that, but maybe people are just too busy to sit on the front porch in the evenings anymore. And they're looking for a way to entertain their child, not just with... When I say the term entertain, not just entertain them, but to teach them and keep them progressing in life and growing up. I think just an observation of mine is that they're growing up later and later, but thinking they're growing up sooner and sooner. The kids are exposed to so many things that make them think they're grown up and know what they're doing, yet as they grow up, they do not take on responsibility. When we were kids, we had responsibilities at very young ages, and we had to follow through with those responsibilities, or we were in trouble.
Exactly.
And that doesn't happen like it used to happen. And I think that's part of our problem with society, so to speak, as far as getting our children raised up in the way they should go. If we could provide them that direction versus the entertainment all the time, I think that would make a huge difference. And the reason I'm saying this is, if you're taking them out and showing them how to repair a fence, sure, you're taking them out and having them help people mow the lawn, that's a responsibility. It's a responsibility that they're taking charge, and they're helping the generation before.
Sure. And the thing is, and by the way, thank you, Dr. Phil. The thing is, people have become, not all families have become detached from their children.
No.
But my program doesn't all revolve around the children. With all the connections I've made throughout the 17 years I've been active in the city of Holland, there's programs out there for parents, whether it's getting them the right advice on their homes or their cars or an insurance company or a medical place. There's outreach for adults out there for families. If you're a single parent, a married parent, and you have questions about what's going on within our own city or our county, there's an answer out there, and I'll be glad to help them out with it, because my program isn't just focused around the children.
Okay.
You have to get the family pod together as a whole. Mm-hmm. That way you can satisfy a lot of the problems altogether if you get the parents and children to interact together. And if the parents got less burden about problems to worry about, it doesn't rub off on the children.
Right.
So I also reach out to the families as a whole. But for the children, to get them active and to teach them things, when we were growing up, I say we as the baby boomers, they called us, yep. You know, growing up in the 60s and early 70s, we were taught things by our parents, how to fix a fence, how to hammer a nail, how to paint, how uh-huh. to properly hold a saw when you're cutting something.
Yeah.
Nowadays, our youth do not have any idea on how to do any of those things. They could program a television. They could program a telephone.
They can operate the computers like crazy.
Yes, they can.
They can text 1,000 words a minute.
Everything
we
can't do. But somebody has to get back and teach these things back to our youth and get them back on track to some of the things that have been neglected.
Mm-hmm.
We do not have any programs in our city that I know of at this time. And I've been active in our city for a number of years
yep.
that teach these things.
Right.
As a charity outreach program, I don't know of any. Some of our churches, I believe, had made strides in doing this, mm-hmm. but failed, kind of gave up. I've been doing this off and on right now, almost 5 years, out of pocket. I have no support system. I am not a 501c3 charity organization, licensed charity, where I can get tax-deductible
donations. Right, so if people were thinking about donating money or anything like that, they can't write that off.
They can't write it off with me. The only thing I say is if you believe in what I do, you know, if you want to help me out, if you got money, hey, send it over. But there's a lot of things I do ask for that mm-hmm. is not money. If you got a lawnmower, if you got old sporting equipment, mm-hmm. I know families that could use household items. I don't like to see things go to waste and be thrown into the junk if there's somebody out there that could use them.
Right.
You know, from fishing equipment, a good used bicycle. There's families that can't afford bikes.
Right.
2 years ago, I gave away 24 bicycles.
Really?
24 bicycles at a national night out event. I gave away a dozen. Used bikes I fixed up on my own, mm-hmm. fixed the flat tires, cleaned them up, oiled the chains, had them registered with our local police department. Mm-hmm. I gave them away out of pocket.
Wow.
You don't hear about that in the news.
No, you don't. You hear about it on the outdoor show.
You hear about it on the outdoor show. But, folks, you know, from lawn equipment, things you got sitting in your garage getting dusty, you can't use anymore. If you mm-hmm. want to get rid of it and nobody wants to buy it, give me a call. If I could use it or find a family that could use it, I'll mm-hmm. put it back to use.
Some people don't mow their lawn because they don't have a lawnmower.
Right. Or sometimes it just needs a quick little tune-up. You know, maybe
yeah.
it needs some fresh gasoline or a changed spark plug.
Yeah.
Or they're too old to get out there because of maybe a physical injury or something.
Yeah.
You can't pull start it. Well, those things happen as we get older. I find myself that way because I am now disabled.
And it's more so today than it used to be. Our kids are able to, when they grow up, move away.
As
not because they want
can.
To run away, but they move away because of jobs and other things that draw them away.
Exactly.
Then you're here alone, and you don't have somebody to help out with those things that need that younger physical ability, and that can't happen. Where if you've got these folks that are willing to come out, the kids that are willing to go mow the lawn, things like that, there's no reason that people shouldn't be giving you a call.
Right, exactly.
There's no reason somebody shouldn't, when they go buy their new lawnmower over at Westernbrook, of course.
Exactly.
They shouldn't have the old one and just have it sit there in the garage or bring it to the dump. They could bring it to you and you could take care of seeing if you could get that thing to roll.
Exactly.
Right?
Now, I created another program for the youth, and it's for adults too, because I started out with the youth. I said, my son and a few other kids, when they got out of the eighth grade and we're going into high school, they were challenged by making the high school teams, mm-hmm. whether it be baseball, football, tennis, and things like that.
Yep.
A lot of them didn't make it. They weren't big enough, fast enough, tall enough.
Right.
Some of them, their weight changed. They weren't, you know, as fast and moved as good. So what were they given the option of doing? the coaches in our high school system don't have time to offer new options for our kids when it comes to sports. They just grab the ones they got that they know can make the team, and they run with them. So right. We have a lot of kids sitting on the sideline who are going through some changes in their life because they couldn't make the team.
Some kids that grew early and then stopped growing, so they were a superstar younger, and now they're kind of lost.
Yep.
As time goes along.
So I said, how could we reinvent these kids? What can we give them to find them something new to do with their life and get their interests going?
Mm-hmm.
I created a golfing program. I said, if I could find a sport where it doesn't matter what size you are, what speed you are, how tall or short you are, you know, or how strong you are, what can I do to get a kid active? I came on WHTC and I put a request out for used golf equipment. Many of you might have heard that before, but I asked for used golf clubs. I've been sitting in the basements, garages. Yep. I take those, I clean them up, dust them off, scrub up the bags best I could, put it all together. I make sure each boy gets a good set of golf clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out and I bought shoes with a donation from a gentleman I know, a business owner locally.
Yep.
And we bought them all brand new golf shoes. And we took them out to West Ottawa Golf Course here in beautiful Holland. And
really?
We got them lessons for $7 a lesson. That's for learning your hand grip, swing, and everything, plus 9 holes of golf for $7.
Oh,
and
that's
I've been
awesome.
Doing that for 4 years.
West Ottawa Golf Club, of course, is out there by the Career Line Tech Center.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. And just north of Holland, right up the road here. But
awesome.
I said, give me your used stuff that's just sitting in your basements, garages. Mm-hmm. And trust me, I got some really shabby stuff out of some people's garages and that stuff that looked like it was older than I am. But I said, hey, this stuff still has life.
Yep.
These clubs were still good. And the boys, they looked and they were like, oh, that's too old. I said, try to hit a ball with it.
Yep.
And I said, when you get the money enough to buy your own clubs, you could buy a set at a garage sale mm-hmm. or yard sale. And there's some local auctions that have golf clubs for sale that have been used. You get cheap. I do that out of pocket. I look for all that stuff, and I try to pick it up, and I switch it out with the boys, give them a little better equipment as I go along. The same thing with fishing equipment and camping equipment. And as long as I have something to share, I'll try to do it.
Awesome. Well, we're going to talk more on that in just a moment. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, brought to you by My Firearms ETS, educating people in the safe and responsible use of firearms since 2001. My Firearms ETS offers education, training, and supply, the best you can find anywhere. Courses offered by My Firearms ETS are designed to provide you with the knowledge, the skill, and the correct attitude to use firearms safely in all environments and situations. Classes are offered regularly. Class sizes are limited. Register early to reserve your spot, 616-218-7328, or find us on the web at My Firearms ETS. That's MIFirearmsETS.com. We're back, ready to talk with you. Give us a call, 395-1450. Anybody just joining in, I'm talking with Ron Chavez of Holland here, and Ron is the creator and founder of Just a Chance. And with Just a Chance, I'm learning a whole lot of new stuff that it's not just kids, it's the family, that we're talking about. And Ron, being disabled,
exactly,
is needed just a chance to do something himself, and that got this kind of started.
That's how it all got started. I know I needed a chance in life to recreate myself, but I seen things happening within my city and my neighborhood that I said there has to be something to help these families, help the youth
mm-hmm.
to find their own chance, find a way in life that suits them, where they could fit in. If you think about it, Holland used to be a nice, small, quaint little community along the lakeshore, but it's changed over the last 20 years plus.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have been here longer than I as a new resident. You know, I was a tourist that came through here as a young boy. I used to go up north to Whitehall, Montague area
mm-hmm.
From Chicago, just across the pond here.
I went there. I went there this week.
Oh, all right. Navy Pier? Or?
No. I went there because I had to
casino?
Go.
Casino?
Nope. I had to go downtown.
Oh, all right.
To do fingerprinting down there.
Oh.
And that's for Illinois Concealed Carry and so on.
Yes.
To be able to teach it. But
uh-huh.
There are people everywhere there.
That's why I got out of there.
There's not a moment that there's not a crowd of people. It's wow. I don't think people realize how good we have it here.
I was born and raised in Chicago, not one of those people that say, yeah, I'm from Chicago, but really they're from the suburbs. No, I'm from Chicago. I'm from the Lakeshore.
I went right through Roseland to get where I had to go.
Oh, yeah, so, I know where that's at.
So you know where I'm talking.
Yep, I used to be right on the Lakeshore itself, right near the Indiana border, just a couple miles up the road there. Mm-hmm. It used to be all steel mill area. That was our heritage and our background
there's a lot of old steel mills that aren't operating.
And they're gone, many of them.
Yeah.
I was one of the generation that helped tear them out.
Goodness.
But I was glad to get out of the big city. It was just too much, too crazy.
And you traveling through here to get up to Whitehall-Montague area.
Yeah, I was newly laid off from the railroad at the time and newly married. And I said, what are we going to do, hon? Where do you want to go? And we're looking at about maybe going to New Mexico, Arizona, someplace nice and scenic and tour. Yeah, nice and warm and no snow, no below zero.
Hot.
Right. But so beautiful. But I made a wrong turn at Indiana and ended up God's choice, I guess, right across the pond here, right in beautiful Holland.
So it wasn't really a wrong turn.
It was just
a left turn, not a right turn.
It was exactly. But I used to come up north of here for a Boy Scout camp called Owasipi. It's one of our U.S. Largest Boy Scout camps.
Is that
in
the
existence.
One to the north?
Yes, just around Montague, Whitehall area.
Okay.
Twin Lakes up that way.
Yep.
And I used to go up there every year as a Boy Scout, and it was just so beautiful. And I think it's God's way of telling me this is his plan for me. And he made the directions, and he put me here in Holland. And I jumped in with both feet and got active as a parent.
Yeah.
Got involved with the school system for my child and got involved in the community for my family and local politics and volunteering. And like I said, I jumped in with both feet. But when it comes to my program, I want other families to get involved. There are things we can do for our children, even though the opportunities aren't as crystal clear as you see them. Mm-hmm. People came to Holland for a change in life. Many people came from Chicago, Detroit, bigger cities to the small, quaint, beautiful city we have here because there's something here for them they saw. We have beautiful churches. We got really good schools.
Yep.
We have a beautiful lakeshore. We got a lot of farms and vegetation around us.
We got a great mix.
We have a beautiful mix, but you need to be active and to get involved. And I'm trying to create a way for people to do all of that. More like a welcoming committee on steroids for our youth. You know, we have to have a place for the kids that just isn't a cookie cutter square box building you go and stand in. We have to bring back the old ways.
Something that changes and is modified or moves along with each of the kids that come in, the group that's there.
Right. But we need to teach them about nature because it's all around us. We don't, you know, kids grow up and they got blinders on. They don't see it. They're involved in so much stuff from the televisions and all this stuff and electronics.
The smartphones with every possible
computers
social media
and gaming systems. And they're detached from nature. I seen kids throwing rocks at a raccoon right near my home on East 16th Street. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, look at that animal over there. Oh, it's a wild animal, blah, blah, blah. And they're throwing rocks at it. I said, leave it alone. I was like, why are you doing that? Oh, it might bite us. I'm like, heck, you throw a rock at me, I might bite you also.
This is true.
The respect for our nature and the outdoors is not taught by families anymore, and it's not taught at a lot of our local programs. I'm trying to bring that back through my program. I'm teaching the kids about nature, about outreach, about volunteerism. I'm doing it on a shoestring budget because I'm disabled. It comes out of my pocket.
Now, I want to say before we end today, if people want to get a hold of you, it's
566-2088.
I was thinking a different number.
566-2088.
You can find out more about Just a Chance. You can offer to help out Ron with Just a Chance with donations of equipment and so on that can be refurbished or whichever the case may be. You can also look on Facebook for Just a Chance.
Right. I do have a Facebook page because I don't know how to set up a web page, and I don't have the finances for doing things like that.
The Facebook page
like
is free.
Like other programs. Yep. I just have Facebook, and it's Just a Chance, Holland, Michigan.
Just a Chance, Holland, Michigan. Thank you very much for coming in today, Ron. We'll talk to you all next week right here on The Outdoor Show.